Yeah, then we take come on, pull him up the tree and swing him.
Come on.
Yeah. Now, it ain't like the new come on, you know, cable type and all this and winch. The pulley, yeah, horse type.
Yeah.
The rope type. We just pull him up on that big limb.
Yeah.
And you go skinning him out and then you gut him. Now, all these guts and stuff we took out in the garden area. And we bury them out there, you know, good fertilizer.
Yeah.
Trash, we had a big hole way out the back there. And all the cans and stuff like that, you throw in that hole, after you get full, you cover it back up and you move to another place. He kept building up his low places with that.
Yeah. Was there a room maybe where you keep all the stuff that you're going to throw away in the house, you know?
No.
Where you store or away from the house?
Like the trash?
Old tools, things like that, yeah.
No, there wasn't no such thing as old tools.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy took care of his tools, he kept them lubricated, and they were put up. He grouched about them tools to this very day. Y'all, every time he's looking for a tool and he can't find it, his dadgum boys never learned to put something up, you know?
Yeah.
And as far as old tools go, I don't care how old a wrench is, you're going to use it, you know? It's still usable.
Well, I'm talking about like old plows and things like that. You stored your wood out where? Back of the house? No.
Yeah, it was along the fence road.
Uh-huh.
You just stagger that cordwood fence.
Yeah, that was barbed wire fence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you had to dig holes for the
post?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we did that a lot. Especially when we moved out there by the airport. We got a bigger place. We put in posts. It wasn't fence when we moved, right? I don't know how many Chris old posts we put in. But when we were doing that, though, we had that old Billy Goat. He was trained with a harness. And Daddy made a wagon. You could take get in that wagon, you could drive it. That goat pull that thing everywhere just like a horse would. And we'd load them posts in that wagon, and we'd make that goat pull all them posts along the fence line, and we'd put them up. We use old corkscrew type post hole there. We use a stabbing type, you know, like a lever.
Uh-huh.
Right. And boy, when you get down that clay, you get yourself a handful. And that's the same way we dug a well. Daddy got a corkscrew type post hole digger.
Yeah.
And it used about half inch pipe. You can screw right into the top of that bit. Well, when you're digging, we dug 3 wells, as I remember. You go down until you get down to that handle, the T handle. It takes a couple of men to do it, a couple of guys, boys, and we can do it. You take that handle off from the pipe wrench, and put another joint of pipe on there. Fill that auger up, and bring that dadgum thing all the way up, empty the dirt out, stab it back down again, crank it again, bring it back up. You get about 25 or 30 feet of pipe on there and it got hard to handle.
Yeah.
But usually around here, where we were living, let's say we went about 25 foot, about as deep as we go and we get good water. Then you pump it a long time, you got a cavity down there.
Yeah.
You take a big pipe, put it down in there, keep it from caving in. And you had the old, out in the pasture now, he had the old hand pump, water pump. Up there for the house, he had, even though we were in the city, we still had the well there. When we moved out channel, we had 2 wells. And I remember when we moved there, it had a pump on it already. It was a piston type pump. And that was an antique itself when we moved there.
Was there a place where you could store, say, like the things you raise in your garden?
Oh, yeah. Like your taters now.
Yeah.
Daddy had a wire rack, a bin, what we called it.
Uh-huh.
And it was off the ground where air